Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Hey, do you have a car?
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. Let's go. Today's topic is feature.
And the title of our lesson is Ferraris are for racing. Ferraris are for racing. Hey, Marie, do you own a Ferrari?
What? Me? No, of course not. Ferraris are very nice, but they are so expensive.
I have a red bicycle, and sometimes I dream that it's a Ferrari. Well, anyway, we're talking about Ferraris today, and I would love to drive one. We're going to learn about this company a little bit more. Let's read it with Marie.
Rob is reviewing his notes. He's doing a show about Ferrari. The name Ferrari is actually a family name. The company is named after Enzo Ferrari. Alex really admires the company's sports cars. Ferrari is really focused on racing. Their racing team is very successful. The company has some amazing engineers. Their racing team has won more Formula One races than any other team.
Well, have you seen a car like this? It's fast, it's loud, and a lot of them are red. Well, I bet you have seen one of these. We're going to learn about them today, but first, let's look at those key words. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, Rob 要以法拉利 Ferrari 跑车为主题做一个节目，所以他正复习看着自己的笔记。He is reviewing his notes. 记下的笔记就是 note。车子的品牌 Ferrari 实际上是这家汽车公司创办人的姓。Ferrari is actually a family name. 副词 actually 表示实际上或事实上。Alex 对这家汽车公司的跑车真的是赞誉有加。He really admires their sports cars. 动词 admire 表达赞赏、欣赏的意思。Ferrari 虽然是一家汽车公司，但这家公司其实是以参加赛车为重点。They are really focusing on racing.动词 focus 表示聚焦以什么为重心的意思。该公司的赛车团队可以说是成就非凡。The racing team is very successful. 形容词 successful 表示成功有成就的。这家公司也拥有最出色的机械工程师 engineer. They have some amazing engineers.
Hey, Rob.Are you ready for your show?
Almost. I'm just reviewing my notes.
What's today's show about?
I'll give you a hint. Their cars are red, fast, and famous.
Oh, I know. You're talking about Ferrari.
You're right.
I really admire their sports cars.
Me too. Did you know Ferrari is actually a family name?
No, I didn't know that.
The man who started the company was named Enzo Ferrari.
So, are you ready to start the lesson now, Marie?
Yes, Peter, I am ready. But why did you ask me that question?
Well...At the start of this conversation, Alex asks Rob the same question. Are you ready for this show?
Oh, I see. Well, Rob has a show, and you have seen guests on his show before. We learned a lot from the show, and now he is having a great show on Ferraris.
And he is almost ready. So what does this word almost mean?
Almost.Not quite. Well, if Rob was ready, he would say yes, but he needs to do a few more things, but he is close. So he uses the word almost.
Yes, he is almost ready. He needs to review his notes before the show. When do we review something?
We review something, for example, when there's almost a test coming up, or if almost the key words are coming up.
That's right. At the end of the show, we always review together. So, yes, this helps you remember. And, of course, we do this a lot here on the show.
And during class and during the show, you take notes. These are things that you write down that you think are important or what you are learning.
When I need to remember something, I take notes. Sometimes it is just helpful to write something down.
And Alex wants to know more about the show today. So he asks, what's today's show about?
Their cars. And they're fast, they're red and famous.
Ferraris. Yes. Rob gives Alex a hint. And Peter, do you know what we need to do next?
What?
I'll give you a hint. She is a teacher on this show, and she is very, very helpful.
Oh, Christina.
Yes. Friends, let's go to her right now. She's going to tell us a little bit about this.
Alex 想知道 Rob 今天要做的节目主题是什么。Rob 说，我给你一个提示。I'll give you a hint. Their cars are red, fast, and famous. 你有没有注意到句子里的冒号？ Rob 要给的提示就写在冒号后面。值得注意的是，当冒号后面的内容是一个完整句的时候，句首别忘了还是要大写哦。比如说 ,This is our plan. We meet at the train station at 6:30 a.m. 看到 we 字母大写了吗？再看一个句子 ,Here's an idea. Let's take her out for dinner tonight.
Thanks, Christina. So today we are learning about Ferraris.
Alex is excited. He really admires their sports cars. Sports cars. These are cars that go very fast. People buy them because they are really, really fun to drive.
And they are really expensive. I mean, really expensive.
So Alex admires them. Admire is a good word to know.This is when we respect and look up to someone or something.
Hey, did you know where this name Ferrari comes from, Marie?
No, I don't. What does it mean?
Ferrari is a family name. My family name is Smith, but I don't have any sports car factories.
The man who started the company was named Enzo Ferrari.And the teacher who will help us with the sentence is named Rebecca.
Hey friends, I'm so glad that you could join me today. And of course, it's time to learn a new grammar point. Today you're going to learn how to use the word who in the middle of a sentence. For example, the man who fixed the door was named Jim. Or the boy who broke the window was Robert. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, friends, we have learned a lot. So let's take a short break right now. See you soon. Welcome back from the break. So, Marie, have you been in a sports car before?
I have, and I really liked it. But the problem was that there wasn't a back seat. There were only two seats in the front. And the person who was driving it was kind of steering a stick or something like that.
Oh, interesting. Well, there are many different kinds of sports cars. When I went in one, it was really scary. They go really fast. Okay.Well, let's go to conversation B. We can watch it together.
Ferrari makes cars, but the company is really focused on racing.
That's true. Their racing team is very successful. They have won more Formula One races than any other team.
I believe it. They are also the only team that makes all of the parts for its cars.
They must have some amazing engineers.
Now I want to drive a Ferrari.
Oh. Those cars are expensive, Alex. But if you're lucky, you might get to look at one.
Our friends, Alex and Rob, discuss Ferrari cars some more. And now we can learn more about this company.
We first learned about the family name. Yes, the company was started by a man. The man who started the company was named Enzo Ferrari.
And Ferrari is his last name, or we could say his family name. Ferrari makes cars, but the company is really focused on racing.
So, they make cars for people to buy, but they also make cars for racing, and this company is focused on it.
Yes. When I study for a class, I must focus on reading and taking notes. If I don't focus, then I will not learn.
Well, what are some things that make you not focus?
Oh, my phone. Oh, also the internet, the TV, listening to music. Friends, maybe my mom might come into the room while I'm studying.
Oh. Wow. Well, that sounds like it's a hard place to focus. So, anyway, Ferrari is really focused on racing.
That's true. Their racing team is very successful. They have won more Formula One races than any other team.
Yes, that is successful. When you do something well, you are successful. And I believe it.
I believe it too. And you know what? That's also today's
calendar phrase.
I believe it.
I believe it. 我相信.
Our team is great.
I believe it.
Our team is strong.
I believe it.
Our team can win.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh no. Our team lost.
I don't believe it.
I believe it.
I believe it. 我相信.
That was a fun calendar phrase. But let's talk about these cars now. What is a Formula One racing car?
I will give you a hint. You will not see this car, not the normal road, in normal traffic. No. These cars are for racing only.
But they have Formula One races all over the world. If there is a large city near you, you could have a race near you.
Yes, and if you're lucky, you might get to look at one. And we are all lucky today because we get to learn from Christina. Here she is.
法拉利的车子可是很贵的。 Rob对Alex说, If you're lucky, you might get to look at one. 如果你有幸运的话,或许有机会可以看到。 这个句子里的get to do something表示有机会能够做某件事。 Rob在这里有一点取笑Alex的意思, 言下之意就是买不起,看一看应该是没问题。我们来用这个句型练习一下。 If you are lucky, you might get to try the dish. 如果幸运的话,或许有机会可以尝尝那道菜。 If you're lucky, you might get to win a free trip. 如果幸运的话,或许有机会可以赢得一趟免费的旅游。
Thanks, Christina. So these Formula One racing cars go really fast, and they are no normal car.
That's right. They are very special. And the people who make them are called engineers. Engineers make most stuff that is really hard to make.
I didn't know this, but we learned today. Ferrari is also the only team that makes all the parts for its cars.
Wow, they must have some amazing, amazing engineers.
A car has many parts. This is a useful word, a part. It's a part of a whole. Let's name some car parts. The wheels, a window wiper, a bumper.
That's right. Also, I think of an engine or the trunk, too.
That's right.
All right, friends. Well, now it's time for us to review those keywords. Let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Note. Note. I wrote these notes in class.
Actually. Actually. The weather is actually very cold.
Admire. Admire. I admire Betty's hard work.
Focus. Focus. James is focused on his video game.
Successful. Successful. Sabrina is a successful student.
Engineer. Engineer. Our engineers built this computer. Friends, those are our keywords. Make sure to keep on practicing. Now let's go over our lesson one more time.
Hey, Rob. Are you ready for your show?
Almost. I'm just reviewing my notes.
What's today's show about?
I'll give you a hint. Their cars are red, fast, and famous.
Oh, I know. You're talking about Ferrari.
You're right.
I really admire their sports cars.
Me too. Did you know Ferrari is actually a family name?
No, I didn't know that.
The man who started the company was named Enzo Ferrari.
Ferrari makes cars, but the company is really focused on racing.
That's true. Their racing team is very successful. They have won more Formula One races than any other team.
I believe it. They are also the only team that makes all of the parts for its cars.
They must have some amazing engineers.
Now I want to drive a Ferrari.
Those cars are expensive, Alex. But if you're lucky, you might get to look at one.
You gotta take a look at this Formula One racing car, Marie.
Wow, this car is really cool, and it's really different from the other cars.
Yes, and Ferrari is different than the other companies out there. What should we talk about first?
Well, let's talk about how many drivers Ferrari has had.
Okay.
Well, Ferrari has had 71 official drivers. 37 of them have won at least one race.
Wow, that is very successful. Well, now let's talk about the color of the car.
All right, well, when you see a Ferrari, or if somebody mentions the word Ferrari, you automatically think of the color red. Ferrari is famous for its red cars. The cars were originally painted red because that's what the color used by Italian cars in the early 20th century.
Wow.
Well, there is also a horse. This is the brand or the symbol of Ferrari. It is black, a black horse, and with a yellow shield. It is famous because this was an Italian fighter pilot from World War I.
Oh, wow. That is great information. I didn't know that. Well, Peter, I think it's time for us to do something else right now. Let's watch Jungle Chit Chat together.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Ginger, what is this?
It's a Ferrari.
A real Ferrari?
Actually, no. It's not a real one. Vroom, vroom. I'm going to race it.
Ginger, you can't race.
Why not? Ferrari is focused on racing, and so am I. Vroom.
But the Ferrari racing team is successful, and...
And I can be, too. Vroom,
vroom, vroom. Really? You should have this car checked.
I did. It was checked by amazing engineers.
And what did they say?
They said, "Where's the engine?"
Ginger.
Can you push me, please?
All right, come on.
Yay!
The street, give a smile to those you meet, then open up your mouth and say, things are looking good today. Talk about things that you can see, talk about what you want to be. There's so much that you can say, words can make a better day. Don't say things that make people sad, try saying things that make them glad. Helpful words will make them strong, with positive words you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Well, Marie, I have to tell you, I have gone to a Formula One race before.
Oh, really? So what was that like?
Well, everyone has to wear earplugs, even if you are sitting in the stadium.
Oh, and why is that?
Because these cars are so fast and their engines are so big, it's just really loud.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. I think I need to go to one of those races, too. All right, friends, we had a lot of fun with you today. Join us again soon, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.